Hi, thanks for contacting Local Splash. My name is Joyce. How can I help you?
Hi. We have an account with you right now, and I need to add a new email address, please.
I understand. I'm sure I can help you with that. Allow me for a few minutes here. Let me try to pull up the account. And may I know who am I speaking with?
Judy Yerrick.
All right. Thank you, Judy. One moment.
If you're looking up my phone number, I'm not sure it's in there.
All right. Is this for business, Graziano's
yes.
Property Solutions? Okay, thank you.
That's it.
Okay, Google Workspace. All right, thank you so much for waiting. Judy, are we looking to add one more user to your Google Workspace account?
No, we're looking to add another email address.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I would like to collect the information, Judy, the name and the name and also the email address that you would like us to set up.
Okay, there's no name. It's estimating.
Okay, so estimating, right? E-S-T-I-M-A-T-I-N-G.
Say that again.
E-S-T-I-M-A-T-I-N-G. Estimating.
Correct.
Okay, at GrazianosPS.com.
Correct.
Okay. Give me a few minutes here. Okay, Judy, I really do apologize, but I need to ask one thing. You said that this is a new email address, right? Not a new user email.
That's correct.
Okay.
Not a new user. We just need to have something. We need to have going to this address so that we can separate.
Okay. Yeah, I have already forwarded that to our back office team. Okay.
Okay, now we have an issue because that's another reason why I called. We have someone else doing our emails, I mean our website, and we've gone through this before. You guys provide an email that he has to now program into the website. Mm-hmm. And right now, he has called several times and set up appointments with your back team, and each one of them has been canceled by your team. And it is to find out why, when someone fills out a contact sheet on our website and tries to send it to our email address that's listed, it is not received. The program is set up correctly as far as sending an email, because it will come to my personal email, but it will not go to the email that is assigned to that contact page.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what happens, Rudy, when you try to send a test email to that email address?
It doesn't come. It doesn't come. It doesn't reach.
Mm-mm, okay. Let me see.
And all the emails are set up correctly, because we get emails to each of our email addresses. It just does not come from our website to our email assigned to that page. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if you have them blacklisted, or do you have it listed as spam or something in your programming somewhere? Because we get emails, just not from our own site.
Okay, let me see that here. So on the website, can you see email?
Should be going to info.
Okay, so when they go into your website, it's when they select on the email, right? And then try to reach out to you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Via email. Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, info Castellanos B. PS.com.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Judy, I will be sending you an email, okay, and let me know if you receive this.
Are you coming from the website?
Not from the website. So I will, like, personally email the info at cristianosdiaz.com.
Okay.
And,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we just wanted to confirm something. And how about the other emails? Do you have problems receiving emails?
Everything else is fine. It just does not come from the website.
Okay.
And Info receives emails all the time, too.
Okay, so you mean that you can receive email from others, but not
from the website.
Oh,
correct.
Okay. Yeah, that's weird because if they email you from the website, here on the website there is an email icon, right? So if they wanted to email you, just click on that email icon. And then it will open their email application
right
on their device.
Right. It just doesn't come. It's never received.
Okay. Well, that's weird.
A website developer has to send it to my personal email in order for me to receive it.
Okay.